From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Georgina is among the few Ontario municipalities to meet at least 80% of its 2024 housing targets, one of only two in York Region. Town officials say new policies are to thank, with several aimed at encouraging builders to create more purpose-built rental housing to address both current and future demand. With less than 20% of local homes classified as rentals, Georgina is working on multiple initiatives to boost supply and support more affordable housing options. The Learning Disabilities Association of York Simcoe has expanded its SOAR program after receiving a three-year $245,000 Ontario Trillium Foundation grant. The funding supports staffing, program supplies, and the development of an enhanced curriculum aimed at helping students with learning disabilities and ADHD build academic and life skills. Officials say the grant will also allow the program to grow in Simcoe County and strengthen support for vulnerable students. East Gwillimbury residents are urging council to seek provincial heritage designation for 31 Sand Road, a site they say holds significant Indigenous and early colonial history. The call comes after council rejected a developer's proposal for more than 170 townhouse units, prompting concerns that the property could be altered before its heritage value is properly assessed. The residents say strong action from the council and the province is needed to protect the site, which some locals envision as a future education center. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.